Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Yud Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis at the first Mishnah, Chal Liyos Acha Shabbos. Chal Liyos Acha Shabbos, Beishamay Oimim, Matzbilim Es Hakol, Melifnei Shabbos, Beisil Oimim, Keilim Melifnei Shabbos, Va'odom Shabbos. If Yontif occurs on a Sunday, Beishamay says that he must immerse everything, both utensils and himself, before Yontif. Beisil will say that utensils must be immersed before Yontif, but a person may immerse on Yontif. The Gemara says, "Masnisim bekelim gedolim, or bekelim ketanim, ma'arim aleihim madbilam." The Mishnah is referring to large utensils, but for small utensils, one may immerse them in a deceptive manner. Tani uvehoshe malehu adam kli tami min abor ma'arim alav madbilay. Uvehoshe says in the Braisa that a person may fill a tami utensil from the well and immerse it in a deceptive manner. Tani nafal doliav letzich abor ma'arim aleihim madbilam. The Baisa says that if his bucket fell into the well, he may immerse it in a deceptive manner. Train Amoraim, Chad Omar, Bekelim Shinitmu, Ba'avatoma, Bechorana Omar, Bekelim Shinitmu, Bevladatoma. There were two Amoraim who explained the dispute between Beishamay and Beisilon differently. One said that it refers to utensils that became tummy from an avatoma, the other said that the utensils became tummy from a Vladatoma. Mesiv Manda Omar, Bevladatoma, Lamandama Ba'avatoma, Afila Bechol, Yeton, Hev Shemesh. The one who said that it's a Vladatuma said to the one who said Avatuma, even on a weekday it should be required waiting until sunset. Why would it be permitted to immerse in a deceptive manner? It will anyway be unusable until after Yom Tov. Amalei b'roitzel ishtamish b'hen chulin b'tahara. The one answers he wishes to use them to eat chulin in tahara. Kom b'chuyuvei tvilois toivlin kadarkam b'tisha b'av yom kippurim. All those who are obligated to immerse may immerse on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur in the regular way. Amr Chananya, Skana Kehanim, Kadayu Beisoy Shel Elikenu, Sheyabdu Olav, Shetze Tvila Achas Vashona. Chanina Skana Kehanim disagrees. He says it's worth delaying one immersion in order to mourn the destruction of the Temple of Hashem by refraining from immersing on Tisha B'Av. Dor Shevilevi, Kehadod Rabbi Chananya, Skana Kehanim. Rabbi expounded like the statement of Chananya, Skana Kehanim. Va'odam B'Shabbos Shekein Odam Toivo L'Kiru B'Shabbos.
According to Beis Hillel, a person may immerse on Yom Tov, just as a person may immerse for his tumah of keri on Shabbos, as it appears that he's immersing to cool himself down.
We come now to the next Mishnah. V'shavim shemashikim es hamayim b'kli evan l'tara avaloi matbilim. Both agree that one may kiss, means purify, drinking water that became tummy by filling a stone vessel with it and lowering it into a mikveh of dirty water until the water's kiss. One may not, however, immerse the water using a wooden vessel, and this will be explained in the Gemara. Matbilim megav l'gav u'mechabur l'chabur v'yom tuf. One is permitted to immerse in order to switch from one gav to another and from one chabur to another, and this is also explained in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Masnisa deloi kerebi, the Tani. The Gemara says that the Mishnah does not follow Rebbe, as the Braisa teaches, Ein madbilim kli al gav meimav v'yomtuf ve'ein mashikim esamayim b'kli kli evan letarim b'shabbos divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, on Yom Tov, one may not immerse a vessel for the sake of its waters, and on Shabbos, one may not kiss the water in a stone vessel to purify it. The Chachamim say that on Yom Tov, one may immerse a vessel for the sake of its waters, and on Shabbos, one may kiss the water in a stone vessel to purify it. The Chacham only permitted a stone vessel, but not a wooden vessel, as the tummy waters that are put in it will be metameit. Ketzad megav lagav, rotzel asos isosoi agabi gitoi or gito agabi isosoi, matbil es kelov. What's the meaning of from one gav to another? If his vessels were tummy and he immersed them with intent to make his dough inside them in purity, and he then decided to press his grapes with truma inside them, he must immerse it again. The same is true if he planned on using them for his grapes and then decided to use them for his dough. Since they're not tummy when he immerses them, it's permitted. Ketzad mechabur lechabur, hayayichel imchabur zu venimlach lechol imchabur acheres, toivel. What's the meaning of from one chabur to another? If he immersed his vessels in order to eat chulin with a certain chabur, a certain group, and he decided to eat maaseh sheni with another group, the second immersion he must do may be done on Yom Tov.